guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 75. Woot woot! That's right, 75 of Maestro on the Mic. In today's episode, I'm talking about who patients should see first if they have pain. Now, today's episode was inspired by an article that I read, and as a little disclaimer caveat, the line that kind of got me fired up was not written by the physical therapist who wrote the article. I spoke with her, and actually the line, the sentence that I say twice in the episode, was added after the fact by the editor. So continued props to the physical therapist who wrote the article, negative props to that editor. Want to find out what that line was? Listen to the whole episode. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, coming at you live with another Thursday shorty. My voice may sound a little bit weird, it's because it's early in the morning. I have the tendency, Mel Robbins wouldn't like it, that I wake up and I go online. I go and check social media and answer posts, and I like doing that. It's actually very calming to me. But one of the things that happens is sometimes I read something on Instagram or, heaven forbid, I'm on Facebook, and it kind of gets me going, and then I'm like, okay, let me record a podcast. So here I am at like 7 o'clock in the morning recording a podcast. But today's episode is about direct access. I'm looking mostly at you physical therapists out there because that's what I do. And I was reading a post. It was written by a physical therapist. It was actually in the NYU kind of alum, DPT alumni group. And one of the physical therapists wrote an article for Men's Health and Fitness magazine, and it was a good article. And it was basically about 5 things that you didn't know, you know, you could go to a physical therapist for. My issue was that one of the sentences, let me get it so I can actually just read it verbatim. One of the sentences was, if you are in pain, it's always recommended to see an MD to rule out other problems before beginning physical therapy. Why? All right, let me read that again. If you are in pain, it is always recommended to see, always recommended to see an MD to rule out other problems before beginning physical therapy. I 100% disagree with this. We are bitching and moaning all the time about trying to, you know, be first line providers and direct access. And, you know, New York's a tough state because you have direct access, but only if you've been practicing for 3 years, or, and then once the person does come, you have like 30 days or 12 sessions, I don't know, something like that, whatever comes first, and then you have to go to see the doctor. So it's like fake direct access. For those of you that don't know what direct access is, that means that the patient can come directly to you without seeing an MD or something first to get a prescription. This is good. Like, we need to get out of from under the thumbs of doctors, right? We're always talking about direct access. When Danny Mate came on, either was it I was on his or he was on mine? Either way, love that guy. But he was saying, you know, the military has had direct access for years and years. Why? Because we are inherently very safe. We tend to think about, especially as PTs, we tend to think about the exception to the rule as opposed to the rule, right? Those crazy cases where maybe the person has something, you know, cancer or something. Guess what? That is part of the reason that it's now a DPT, a doctor of physical therapy, instead of just the 2 years or bachelor's or whatever. One of the things that you're supposed to be doing is ruling out red flags and also not just treating that person forever with their symptoms not getting any better. Again, we need to look at the rule, not the exception to the rule. Yes, there are shitty physical therapists out there that will treat someone and miss something like that. But that is the exception to the rule. If you, as a good physical therapist, are promoting that, yeah, you should go to the doctor first or the MD first, you know, you're working against yourself as a profession and you're lumping yourself into the group with those shitty practitioners who don't rule out red flags. Right? Because again, that is not the norm. That's the exception to the rule. The same thing with those crazy medical cases, that is not the rule. That's the exception to the rule. All right. So one, I commend her for writing the article. The article is actually really good. It talked about like BPPV, vestibular stuff. It talked about some pelvic floor stuff. Yeah, those systems lend themselves to, perhaps some more serious things going on. But that is what these providers are trained in. And when I say these providers, I mean physical therapists. They're trained. I say this from, I used to do a lot more physical. I used to do a lot more pelvic floor physical therapy. And you're trained in learning about red flags and this just isn't right. And the reality is, it will be exponentially better for that patient to go and see the physical therapist first. And I'm speaking about something like the pelvic floor, because like I said, I did that. You will have people come in who have seen medical doctors for 20 years and have been mismanaged. You don't believe me? Again, I don't do this as much anymore, but go and look at Tracy Scher's stuff, right? She's Pelvic Guru 1 on Instagram. She's Pelvic Guru on social media. You can just Google Tracy Scher, S-H-E-R. And she'll tell you, she just had a case the other day where this woman has had, vulvodynia, vaginismus, and things like that, and has just been so poorly managed for years, right? For years. Let's have some confidence in what we as physical therapists do and can do. Right? I thought it was pretty interesting that the article in and of itself kind of was about, hey, we can do this stuff, asterisk, go see an MD first. I don't want to sound like I'm ragging on the article because it's awesome and I'm proud of what she wrote, but we got to be proud of our profession. We are first line medical providers. All right, guys. So if this is you, if you're a PT out there, and I think if you're, any kind of seasoned PT, you probably agree with me. New grads, if you're unsure, how about you say that they should see a seasoned physical therapist first? Right? And I get it, because I was in that place too, where you're just you don't want to do any harm. School teaches you everyone is can't sleep or has back pain, probably has cancer or something terrible. I get it, right? I get it. But if that's the case, then link up with a seasoned clinician. And if you don't have one in your clinic that you trust, go on social media. I sing its praises all the time, and I will never stop, because you can connect with people there and you can get their opinion. Level Up Initiative, they're doing great stuff with this and offering, mentorships and things like that. Reach out to me if you want, right? DM me, email me, whatever. We got to do better. The default should not be, if you're in pain, see an MD first. Because in all likelihood, and I don't want to shit on that profession, but you know what we see. You go in with pain, that means you're going to need imaging. You might need drugs. You might need an injection. Maybe physical therapy in a few months. And by that time, you've got all this imaging. You think you're broken. Your symptoms have gotten worse. And now the physical therapist is left to pick up the pieces. And suddenly you think that physical therapy doesn't work. So, yes, wrapping this up because it is a Thursday shorty. Physical therapists, we are first-line providers. Please act like it. I'd love to hear your guys's, I don't know how to make that plural. I'd love to hear your thoughts about this. I'm not going to open the comment section on the actual website page, because then I get all this spam, because it's a WordPress site, and then I get get a mattress and here's car loans. It's terrible. But if you've got thoughts about this, please DM me, or even better, start the conversation. Let's make it as a store, Instagram story. Let's do something with this. Either way, write it somewhere, tag me, right? I'm at the Movement Maestro, consistent branding. Tag me and let's have this discussion. I want to hear what you guys have to say and what you guys think about this default of, if you're in pain, always see a medical provider first. Maybe I get it because it's, I shouldn't say I get it. It's in a magazine, so maybe the editor asked that go in there. I don't know, but that really shouldn't be our default. All right, I'm going to sign off now. One quick plug because, got to do it. If you like what I'm preaching here and you want to learn some more stuff like this, why don't you sign up for a course? I just came back from Australia and New Zealand. The inaugural series of my Moving with the Maestro course went so well. I'm going to do an official episode about it, just because there's just so many things, so many lessons learned, and such an awesome experience. But If you want to come hang with me, you want to come learn some stuff, sign up for my Moving with the Maestro course. You want more information on that, head over to my website, www.themovementmaestro.com/maestro-courses. I'll link it in the show notes because, well, I like to make your life easy. All right, heading out for real. But first, thank you. I know you could have been doing anything and you chose to listen to me ramble and rant on this Thursday morning. Much appreciated, friend. Until next time, Maestro out.